Monitor, 12 of 21 killed in Israeli strikes were Iranian fighters. By Deborah Danan on January 22, 2019. Tel Aviv, 12 of the 21 pro-regime fighters killed in Israeli airstrikes in Syria early on Monday were soldiers from Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. UK-based war monitor the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said on Tuesday. Among the 21 killed were 6 Assad regime soldiers and 15 foreign nationals, of which 12 were Iranian soldiers, the report said. Israel conducted 3 waves of strikes in the pre-dawn hours of Monday against Iranian weapons warehouses, intelligence sites and a training camp near Damascus Airport. The raids, which in a rare move were confirmed by the IDF on Monday, came in response to what the army claimed was a premeditated missile attack on Israel on Sunday that was meant as a warning from Tehran against further strikes. The Israel Air Force also targeted Syrian air defense systems that shot at Israeli fighter jets, including a Russian-made Panzer S-1 battery, the army stated. "We have started striking Iranian targets in Syrian territory," a military statement said. "We warn the Syrian armed forces against attempting to harm Israeli forces or territory." During the attack, dozens of Syrian surface-to-air missiles were fired, despite the clear warnings expressed by Israel to refrain from attacking. As a result, a number of Syrian air defense batteries were also attacked, the statement added. Sunday's overnight raid destroyed one of Iran's largest weapons storehouses, the main storage hub for its force, near Damascus International Airport, IDF spokesperson Jonathan Conericus said. The IDF rarely issues official confirmation of strikes carried out in Syria. 4 Syrian soldiers were killed in the strikes, according to Russia. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 7 other fighters, likely from Iranian militias, were also killed. The medium-range missile that was intercepted by the Iron Dome defense system over the Hermansky resort on Sunday was Iranian-made, the army stated. The missile was launched by Iranian troops, not by proxies, not by Shiite militias, not by Syrian troops, but Iranian troops with an Iranian missile, Conericus said. According to the Yedioth Ahronoth newspaper, it carried a warhead weighing nearly half a ton. The Iranian missile attack occurred on the heels of another round of Israeli airstrikes. Conericus also said the missile was fired from a location near Damascus in an area that we have been promised that the Iranians would not be in. A promise presumably made by Russia, although Conericus refused to confirm this. Later on Monday, IDF spokesman Brigadier General Ronan Manielis said the missile had been fired by an Iranian force from the Damascus area, from inside territory that the Syrian government promised would not host an Iranian presence. The Iranian rocket launch took place after very lengthy preparations and a decision-making process that concluded months ago, Manielis said in a statement. Syria is paying a heavy price for its approval of the rocket operation and the fire yesterday toward the northern Golan, Manielis added. The Syrians had prepared for the operation, which was planned beforehand. The attack was an Iranian attempt to strike at Israel. Israel holds Syria responsible for any attacks emanating from its territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who currently is on a visit to Chad, responded to the Israeli raids in a statement. "We have a defined policy, to harm Iranian entrenchment in Syria and to harm anyone who tries to harm us." Earlier this month, Netanyahu confirmed that Israel was behind another bombardment on Iranian targets in Syria. Last week, the prime minister warned Iran to get out of Syria unless it wanted to continue being attacked by Israel. "I'm telling you, get out of there fast. We won't stop attacking," he said. Iran's Air Force commander on Monday warned that his country ready to fight a war that would end in Israel's disappearance. "We're ready for the decisive war that will bring about Israel's disappearance. Our armed forces are prepared for the day when Israel will be destroyed," Brigadier General Aziz Nasirzadeh said, according to Iranian media reports. On Tuesday, the Iranian state-affiliated Mehr news agency quoted a senior Iranian official, Ali Shamkhani, as saying that Iranian forces will remain in Syria as long as the Assad regime requires it.